The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cuckers bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The pioneer just a kicks up, and a hip-hop apocalypse up. You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurt and me ring up. From what day you may find out, certain people know.
You got it locked and loaded to the Wednesday, November 8th edition of Talking Edge. Boy, Naughty and the Company right up until 6 p.m. And of course, you know, it is a Wednesday. It's hump day. Middle of the week. We'll get over the hump together. Opening up the lines today because we got a lot to talk about. A lot. And I ain't just talking about the foolishness that's going on in the by-election in West End and Bimini. You got the PLP convention looming. And a lot of foolishness going on with that. A lot of character assassination and attacks. Why? If it's supposed to be such a diplomatic process. Why is there such an uproar over there if the process is, you know, diplomatic? Why so many fingers being pointed? I think there's more focus on that PLP convention by the PLP than on the seat in West End and Grand Bahama. Yeah. I wonder why. We got all of that to talk about, all right? We have all of that to talk about. Okay, so the lines are open when I come back out of the break. You know how to get me, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, we get to the first break, flip side of the break. We'll check out the headlines brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We'll get into the buzz brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We'll check out what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA with the Global Warming. And we'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. All on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, November 8th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the Oven Toasted Turkey Sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, November 8th edition of Talking Heads. Let's get into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And here's what's blazing up the pages in the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Halkidas, high food prices not permanent. Government expects costs to fall when inflation eases. Well, you say that from your capacity, Mr. Halkidas, but Mr. Roberts from SuperValue and other folks in the business said, listen, once the prices go up, they never come back down. But we, the consumer, God knows we need them to come down. And God knows we need the grocers to make a profit as well, too. You can't have them screaming out like the petroleum dealers. Another big headline, Bastion, our backs are against the wall. Fuel retailers desperate for a margin increase and are agitating for the government to resume stalled talks on a possible deal. Vasco Bastion, vice president of the Bahamas Petroleum Retailers Association, yesterday said the fuel retailers' backs are against the wall. He added that members of the association, now let me get to page 3 so I can get the proper quote, and I like to misquote nobody, are putting pressure on the group's leaders to try to finalize a deal with the government that will please both sides. Members of the BPRA plan to meet this week to discuss the issues and hope soon to resume talks with the government. We've been getting a lot of communication from the various members of the BPRA voicing their concern on how desperate they are now, Bastian said. I've been inundated with calls and requests to go back to the government and further our discussions. We've met with the government privately and we've been having discussions, but everything is basically at a standstill. Now listen, inevitably though, something got to happen because the petroleum retailers can't make a living. We can't catch a break with Esso at 601, Shell at 611, and Rubis at 618 a gallon. It's not going to happen. And we suffer for it in the long run. So at the end of the day, please, New Day administration, get to the table with the Petroleum Retailers Association and let's get it done. Please, let's get it done. Pintard, F&M under new management with new vision. Didn't Mr. Davis say that last go-round too, as he came out of the Christie administration and was in an opposition? PFP under new management and new vision? I guess we could wait for Brave, we could wait for Pintar, eh? Anyway, what's your take on that? Feel free to chime in. PM does not foresee humanitarian crisis from shantytown demolition. Okay. Let's see how that all pans out. Good day, Naughty. Why do you think Shane sold himself so cheap? He dropped out of the chairman's race. He's a sellout. Fred Mitchell was right. Children cry, but yet they come. Wow. Well, listen, Mr. Mitchell has been doing a lot of crying himself pertaining to this chairmanship and the convention coming up. First and foremost, he needs to free up that chairmanship hat. If you're going to be the MP for Fox Hill and the Minister of Foreign Affairs or Affairs in Foreign, however you want to call it, then you need to free that up. Somebody who is not compromised by an MP position or cabinet post should be able to speak freely on behalf of that party and do the party's business to ensure that it's the best representation of itself. And I don't understand how someone like Ms. Lyons, who's been doing an excellent job, in my opinion, as a deputy vice chairman for several years, she was good enough to help you all win an election. Now there's zero confidence? Come on, Mr. Davis, that's not cool at all. And I wonder why Mr. Mitchell is on such the attack. Now, I'm hearing he's in his feelings, allegedly, because, you know, the PM is going in convention unopposed as leader. Mr. Cooper is going in unopposed as deputy. But he got to fight for his life for chairman. Well, you should fight for it this go round because you didn't fight for it last go round. Apparently, you know, you all cut Obi off at the ankles, Lord bless the dead, and you came in backdoor as usual, Mr. Mitchell, if we remember that convention correctly. So I guess you're back to your, you know, antics to defend what you need and cherish so much, the chairmanship of the party. I see it as more septuagenarian silliness by Mr. Mitchell. I think Ms. Lyons has proven herself far and above. She should be given a full opportunity. You can't call yourself the Progressive Liberal Party and then lack being progressive. And Mr. Mitchell, boy, my, what an issue he has with women. Lady Pinling, Ms. Lyons, what's going on? And real, obvious, glaring silence by every female MP that sits today. Not a word being said. This was the same as Lyons that after y'all got nominated, taught y'all protocol, made sure y'all were ready to go. But now nothing? Crickets? They cry shame on all of y'all. It's ridiculous. And if you've seen how many calls I've gotten from my PLP friends that are crying shame on what is going on, can't believe it's their grand party that is carrying on like this. Naughty was the chief passport officer working for free, or did he file a false declaration? Because according to this declaration, Kingsley Smith has no type of bank account. I saw that. No bank account. So, how does he earn a living? How does he get paid? Very interesting. Because then how can you make a real declaration? This one don't have no bank account. One got $1.8 million, but no bank account to put it in? Wow, what's going on? I tell you, boy, declarations just make you shake your head. Just make you shake your head in general. But at the end of the day, that's something that doesn't need to be seen in politics. Naughty. Mr. Mitchell is very alternative, and he's very angry in his being alternative. Obviously, he doesn't like intelligent women. Okay? I won't read the rest, but I hear you loud and clear. I hear you loud and clear. But I don't think, you know, the personal attacks have no place in politics. And especially when you see them coming out, allegedly, from Mr. Mitchell's camp. You know, you see stuff come from Bahamas Uncensored, you know. You know who's really behind that keyboard. But this can't be the same individual that cries for fair play in politics, but yet puts out some of the worst visceral there is in this country, and toward women, no less. I mean, obviously, I think, you know, his shelf life is about to expire politically. All right? How many more incarnations of Mr. Mitchell do we need to see politically here in this country? From pillar to post. I mean, we all know the history. Can't we close that chapter and give somebody young, dynamic, and vibrant an opportunity to change the political process in one of the major parties? That will help us in the long run with a better political landscape, possibly, than what we have today. Anyway, I digress. What say you on that whole scenario? Now, I'll tell you what I'm buzzing on. All brought to you, and that's a wrap right there on the headlines, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. I'll tell you what I'm buzzing on right now, and the buzz is brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. What's really going on with the roadworks? Now, we know it was piss poor under Mr. Sears. Potholes couldn't done. I know Mr. Sweden is getting in and probably realizing, well, by God, look at all this work I got to do. Let me just give you all a heads up. all of those craters that existed at the foot of the Paradise Island Bridge, the Sydney Poitier Bridge, the Sydney Bridge, that you all patched, they're now starting to bear down. Some of them are starting to turn back into craters. In short order, a couple more good rains, you're going to have a problem there. So you need to address that. Okay? We really need to address that. And I got to get Dorset engaged again to be the pothole reporter, I will. We have a problem with maintenance in this country. And that boils back down to a procurement act, a proper procurement act. We need to know who gets these contracts. Again, people talking about the drains. I saw drains being cleaned today. And hats off to those young men who were in there cleaning those drains under those conditions. But I'm saying, I understand the contract probably went to you know, a party member or a loyal campaign general, and they need that contract, and that's fine. But if you're going to award that contract for drain cleaning, let's find somebody with proper equipment to clean those drains. Do not risk young men going out with just a mask trying to like remove the filth from those drains. Know better, do better. It's one thing to give them a job, but don't put them in risk, in a health hazard risk in the process. And at the same time, how can that method thoroughly clean those drains as needs be that allows them to function properly? It doesn't. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, Ghetto News Network? What you got for me today?
If I tell you what's happening, you just by talking.
But that's my job.
Listen, what you got to understand, the roadworks is strictly political like everything else in this country. When Hubert, Alexander, Ingram, and those guys are in power, what happens to the roads? All of a sudden, the roads get fixed. You got $200 million overrun and all kind of things under the Free National Movement. Why? Who owned the tire company?
Hi.
A prominent FNM. So when the PLPs are in power, they struggle with the roadworks because that is all in an effort to make that administration look inept, to make them look bad.
Ah, so you say this thing go with sense. It's mathematics. It's strategy.
COVID, one and one is two. Easy. Now, with the chairman, I don't want y'all to get in that. Because when you see two cats fighting, that's a dangerous thing.
Yeah, but you just get scratched up and ding, but
you just get scratched right up. Don't get in that. That's two females fighting. My God, I know it.
Hey, let me ask you a question, though.
Go ahead.
You know, I used to be in the barbershop, and you know the barbershop is one of the last bastions of free speech in this country.
Oh, yeah.
I hear Mr. Mitchell, all in his feelings, knickers in a knot, because he realized that the PM and the deputy put the 1-2 on him. Rug had to get pulled a little bit out from under him. You think they get coached up by your boy Shane to pull the rug out under him? Because PM going in unopposed, deputy going in unopposed at convention, chairman going in unopposed.
But there's another thing about the PLP that vehemence ready, can't remember. The PLP is eat their young. You know how much years ago we've been saying that? They eat their young. Anytime those young people in the PLP poke their head up, they get chopped off. And then, like I say...
But do you think this might be a nice way of Mr. Davis and Mr. Cooper, you know, catering to long-time PLPs who are disgruntled with Mr. Mitchell? Like getting him out of the picture this way?
I kind of agree. But see, you got to watch Brave Davis and these fellas.
And like you say, cat fight, you got to watch them cat. They always land on their feet somehow.
Exactly, because Lions is a very educated lawyer, and she can handle it. I've been following her for years.
Yeah, she does a good job. I'm just, surprised at the numerous attacks on females in politics.
But you hit the nail on the head. That's the only thing wrong with Lions. She's another female.
Right. Why? I don't know why they have such a problem giving women an opportunity.
Yeah, but that party. Anyway.
See, We can leave that. Because you almost say something. I need her to get a call. Go and see her tomorrow, my brother. Call me tomorrow.
That's the PLP, aka the COS.
Anyway, Go and send them home, my brother.
Yeah,
all right. Okay. Have a good one. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, I really think Brave Davis is controlled by Fred Mitchell. Everything Fred says, Brave agrees to. Well, can't really deny it. We got another call, Mr. Producer. All right. Naughty, mum's the word. Those PRP females, MPs, aren't going to support one of their own. Hey, Naughty, what you should do is find out who Anton supports for chairman or get the scoop from Anton. Your caller is right, Naughty. That's a real cat fight. Great show as usual, Naughty. I don't see nothing wrong that the PRP is pointing fingers and throwing political mud at each other. It's the norm for politics in the Bahamas. Ting, 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 let the mudslinging continue. Sound like you got your popcorn and your tea and you just eating and sipping and enjoying the whole show, Texter. Naughty, how long do you think the fight for chairman will go on? That's a good, listen, a convention on the 10th, right? That's 2 days. It only can be 2 more days, and then you can see what happened. You see what I'm saying? Naughty, watch this PLP. Watch this. PLP lose by-election and Fred Mitchell lose the chairmanship. I saw what you did there, Texter, but I ain't going to read it, but that's hilarious. That is hilarious. Don't make me go there. But yeah, say chairman, stop it. Could that be the case, though? Wouldn't that, what kind of blow would this administration take if they caught the double whammy slammy? A loss in Grand Bahama and West End and Bimini. And then Mr. Mitchell being removed as chairman. Well, that's probably a win for the party long term. But two big blows, you know, if you look at it. I want to know who's in charge of cleaning up road kills. Tired of seeing dead animals rot on the roadside. Agreed. Can I get the contract? Well, you should apply for it, Texter. If not, why not? But have it copywritten. So if you see some political crony, homie, friend, or lover get it, then you can say, hey, that was my idea. It was copywritten and they took it. But yeah, that's a good idea. And that's being entrepreneurial, and I support that. I like to see people get entrepreneurial. If you could do it, man, go ahead and do it. If you got the stomach for it, do it. But I agree. We do need to deal with roadkill a lot better. We do. All right, Mr. Producer. We're almost getting ready for that second break. But before I get there, let me check some more texts. How Brave and Chester get a free ride, but Fred have to fight? Well, that's what a lot of people saying in Fred's circle. A lot of people in political parties saying, in the PIP, good, about time, yeah, let him fight for that seat. Somebody need to come give him a challenge. Somebody need to take it. And I mean, how many times you going to watch the same movie? You can't have a party and encourage young people to get in and serve and work their way up the ranks and then deny them an opportunity. An opportunity that you were afforded. Naughty, I don't like the time change. It's dark at 5:30 and these people killing at 5:10. Boy, listen here. Listen. Before the time change, they was killing in broad daylight. So let's be honest, we'd be keeping it 100. But we don't have a crime problem. No, we don't. All right. Let's get up into the global warming as we slide out of the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Let's get into the global warming. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, peoples, if you haven't realized it yet, let me remind you. Let me get you caught up. It's all about the nuggets at KFC. 100% white meat, original recipe nuggets, all G-double-O-D good. All right? So be sure to check them out. They're available for you at your favorite KFC location. In addition to that, you know, you got the drive-thru open, you know, and fry until midnight. And then 10 p.m. Till 2 a.m. at Prince Charles Carmichael in Oaksfield. So ample opportunity to get your finger licking on. All right? Now let's check out what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, the global warming, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And a lot going on globally, too. A lot. Yeah, man. So let's see what's popping in cackalacking. King Charles is getting set to have a royal 75th birthday party next week at Clarence House in London. Of course, Harry and Meghan weren't invited. Where's Michael Strahan? He's been missing from Good Morning America for a couple of weeks now, and they say he won't be back this week as he deals with some personal family matters. Matthew Perry's parents are the leading candidates to inherit his wealth. Dusty Baker says criticism from Astro bloggers and tweeters played a big part in his decision to get out of baseball. Bruce Willis' ex-wife Demi Moore is said to be devastated that he no longer recognizes her. Andy Cohen asked CNN to allow drinking for New Year's Eve broadcast. Wow. NFL legend Terry Bradshaw and Fox commentator has sold his 744-acre ranch, including an 8,600-square-foot house north of Dallas-Fort Worth. The ranch property sits just across the Red River in Thackerville, Oklahoma. It was listed at $22.5 million, but a final sale price was not disclosed. 80s Country Club icon Boy George is returning to Broadway in Moulin Rouge, the musical, starting February 6th at Broadway's Al Hirschfeld Theater. Elton John, wow, Boy George and Elton John back-to-back in the same story. How ironic. Elton John says he's just finished a new album, and it's going to surprise the you-know-what out of you. All right. Did Joe Gorga of Real Housewives of New Jersey really have a show coming up in Las Vegas? Tickets were being sold on Facebook, but then Brad Garrett announced that it was a scam and that Joe didn't even have a show booked at Brad's Vegas club. Brad said to Joe, I don't know how you put this show together, but it wasn't through us. Shame. That's what I call that. All right, less than a year after retiring, Dr. Phil is coming back with a new show on a new TV network called Merritt Street Media. His first show will be on February 26th. All right, let me slide in. Caller, I see I'm coming to you right now. Let me slide into my Dunkin' Donuts Coffee Break. That's a wrap on your Global Woman, all brought to you, of course, by KFC now. So let me get into my Dunkin' Donuts Coffee Break. And you know I runs on Dunkin', and don't forget the pumpkin is back at Dunkin'. Pumpkin lattes, pumpkin donuts, pumpkin munchkins all month long. This pumpkin is back. The flavor for the season is back. And be sure to join me tomorrow, East Street South location of Dunkin' Donuts, 4 to 6 as we do it live, all right? Who knows, you come by, I might hook you with some pumpkin Dunkins. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Oh, Friday, my bad, my bad. Not tomorrow, Friday, my bad. Thank you, Mr. Producer. You can tell I want some Dunkin' bad right now. Hey, Jesus, Lord. St. Pete, what's good, man?
Man, just chilling. Taking this shit just to BK, you know what I'm saying? They want some BK, you know what I'm saying?
Well, BK is one of the sponsors in the 5 o'clock hour. Get them kids to BK,
okay,
bro.
Okay. Hey, check this out. I was telling my brother this morning, and say, you know, like, since Prince Charles became king, are they going to change this in the name of Prince Charles Ives?
Now that Prince Charles, he's King Charles now.
Yeah, he's King Charles. Are they going to change the name of Prince Charles Drive to King or something like that?
Prince Charles to King Charles Drive? I don't know. That's a good question, St. Pete. I mean, if you was a Queen's Council, you automatically became a King's Council.
Yeah.
So Prince Charles Drive might need to be King Charles Drive for real.
Hey, most definitely, man. Yeah, man, right here, man. It gets cold.
I'd rather them change it from Prince Charles to Naughty Boulevard. How about that?
Cowboys
win. No, I wouldn't say that, but people that littered that all up, them Dolphin fans will have all kind of stuff thrown on the side of the road.
But their name is Dolphin Cowboys win.
Well, then it'll never work. If his name after the Dolphins, it'll always be dig up and break up and full of holes, full of blows. Couldn't ride on it.
Hey, I remember talking about dig up. My brother sent me that song and say, the road that dig up the guy, she got to go east to go to west. Man, I was dying when I heard that song.
That's a true song, but that ain't no joke. That's the truth. The roads, them, dig up, dig up, dig up.
Oh, boy, see, I had to go east to go to west and go past us on 39. I said, boy.
So, you know what you should do right now? Why you call me and drive that good highway what you want up there in Tampa, man? That's what you need to do.
Okay. Hey, look here. Tampa, you know, the rush hour, boy. If you get on the bridge. You got all that bridge you're up on, buddy.
But you got 12 minutes before 5. You got 12-minute window. You can make it.
Man, look here. Sometimes them accidents be on that bridge, man, and you can't turn around. You just got to sit there and just complain. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, man. But keep it locked, man.
I only listen to the point. But, no, you got different accidents. If I hear an accident on the hard Franklin, I go to Clearwater and come around, man. You know what I'm saying?
Not over here, boy. We got accidents in the right place. What kind of roads block up for hours?
Man, I heard this morning they talking about the tractors on the road and the road truckers be driving slow on the road and people be behind them, man.
Yeah, man, drivers be in the middle of the road all the time, man. Go and catch you on the airport road coming up.
Oh. All right, man.
All right, my brother. Care, you be safe, man. Regards to all my 242 crew over there in Florida, man.
Okay. BK.
All the way. All right, let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, which one is better, spicy or original? I rather original. Well, when they did the survey, you know, spicy and original, we all know who won. This guy, the original, did. Beat my boy Dasque by a drumstick or two. And big up to Dasque, man, doing big things with KFC with the kids on Sunday, man. Props to him and the KFC. So I would definitely say original, Texter. I would definitely say original. And it's proven. Survey reveals that, you know, it is original. Naughty, what are you hearing about Mr. Ben down in West End and Bimini? I can be honest with you. I hear Reverend Grant is making a lot of traction for the FNM. And I hear Mr. Ben got a little bit of traction of his own, more so than the PLP. But I don't know if that's a case of disgruntled PLPs not turning up right now in support of the late O.B. Wilsham. Or it's just posturing. I mean, that's today. 2 weeks from now, it could be a totally different story. But I hear there's a lot of dissension in that PLP ranks, in that camp. A lot of upset people. A lot of people not taking this too nicely. I think we'll see we'll get a full grasp on it after convention, after we know, all right, on the 10th. In 2 days, they vote, right, Kermie? In 2 days, that'll be over. Once they get all that out of the way, then they'll be able to focus the last 12 days until the 22nd on what we will end up seeing or who we will end up eventually seeing win that seat. A lot more politicking and politicking and campaigning to go before that one is said and done. Trust me. That's a long way to go on that one. All right. Now, a couple other things to look at. And like I say, a lot of talks out of Grand Bahama, man. A lot of talks. And one that is consistent that I keep hearing over and repeatedly, there are a lot of disgruntled PLPs in West End and Bimini. A lot of disgruntled PLPs. Naughty Mr. Ben will lose his $400. He should donate it to the Rafferty Home or the Humane Society. Boy, look here. I ain't gonna comment. I can't comment. But I love to see, you know, when you look in the paper and you see photographs of the weekend events, right? Props to the Red Ribbon Ball and all that good stuff. I can be honest with you, all right? But I can tell you something else. When y'all have a theme party, some of y'all, if y'all could, and know y'all could, go in theme. If some of y'all know y'all ain't got no business trying to dress up in that costume, in that theme costume, Don't do it. All right. Because I was this close. I ain't gonna lie. Comedian Hot was quick to come on. Real close. Now we're getting ready to get to the break. In short order, we'll take the break and then we'll get to the news. On the flip side of the news, we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Boy, I tell you, still shaking my head at the condition of the Betty Kelly Kenning or Betty Kenning Kelly. No, Betty Kelly Kenning Aquatic Center. Absolutely deplorable. Got some more footage today from it. Crazy. Talked to some more parents involved whose children swim. Exorbitant costing to get them to qualify because we have to travel elsewhere to qualify. Meanwhile, teams in the region are practicing comfortably. This is not making it easy for Team Bahamas when it comes to Carifta swimming. Naughty, why did the PLP go with Shane? That Smith boy appears to be weak. You need to ask the chairman why they went with him. Go ask Mr. Mitchell. Don't ask me. And I mean that in a nice way. I mean that badly. If I sound a little abrasive when I said that text, it's not towards you. Go ask Fred, the chairman, if he got the hat on, or if he's wearing the hat of MP or Minister of Foreign Affairs. So, yeah. Anyhow, we'll see how it plays out. And like I say, I'm getting some texts right now. I wouldn't even most dare mess with them. Because you all, what? You know? I'm not going there. You all may want somebody else to try read it. It ain't going to be me. Not today. No, sir. You all, boy, look here. Mr. Producer, you should see some of these texts in here, you know. These people ain't nice today. I don't mean today, every day. But some of y'all ain't nice every day, but yeah, boy. So let's see, man. I'm not touching this, man. You're all really beside yourself today. And I ain't gonna lie, you all jinxed me the right way, and then I get to start cracking jokes. Naughty Fred need to go. He have old age spread in the back of him. He needs to go. How many other things and hot spread will have, Naughty? Again, you need to ask Mr. Mitchell. Text a no. I'm not asking you. I'm not answering that question. No, I'm not even going there. I'm not. You're all wrong for that. I mean, you're all right in your own way, but I mean, I'm not going there because I just not going there. And you all jinxes. You all just killed me, you know. You all sack jinxes. I just call you all that. You all sack jinxes. You all need to stop. You all need to stop. Y'all just having fun with this. Why y'all tease Mr. Mitchell Soto? He went to sock like y'all. Why y'all don't claim him? I notice y'all don't like claim Mr. Mitchell and Dr. Minnis, you know. What's going on, sock? What's happening? Y'all would not claim Fred Mitchell. Y'all would not claim Dr. Minnis. What is going on? Everybody has a name, Mike. He went to sock like a little soccer. When it comes to them too, crickets. Y'all tell me why. Talk that sock nation. Since you all went goosing me on these texts. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Daddy, how you doing?
I'm good.
Look, are you not going on sports already?
I ain't on sports yet. I got a couple more minutes before sports.
Okay, let me just go over just a couple minutes, okay?
Go, hurry up.
I'm
go
in
on.
This particular group today, right, Daddy? Everybody knows sports is nasty and dirty, right?
Everybody know who?
Politics to be nasty.
Yeah, man. Cutthroat,
but
very nasty.
Yeah, but my God, Lord, when you're going to involve boys and children or child.
Listen.
When you're going to stoop to the sex of the girl.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up because I saw some of those things circulating, okay? And they were absolutely vile toward Ms. Harris and absolutely vile toward her children.
Yeah, but Jesus, man.
And see, one thing I respect about Brittany, if you go at her straight up, she can come at you straight up. Don't mm-hmm. involve no family, and me and you can go one-on-one. Now, when you go out of bounds and you deal with kids, and then you take the time to circulate on social media,
mm-hmm.
people's children,
mm-hmm.
and take advantage of that plight and try to down-talk mm-hmm. them, downplay them, marginalize mm-hmm. them, discredit them, disrespect mm-hmm. them, is vile and vulgar. And when you're doing it in support, allegedly, of the chairman, mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. disgusting. And everybody yeah. knows he liked to wheel behind that Bahamas Uncensored
mm-hmm.
and spew. I know because he done come after me with some corny rhetoric before when they mash him up and I had to call him a Comics View. Don't mm-hmm. get mad at me because people like to call him. Don't get mad at me because I take what you put in public domain and write satire about it. Stop being a silly septuagenarian. Stop being a silly 70-year-old. Go retire. Go enjoy yourself. If you had some grandkids, you got to have them to play with. But figure something else out. Because obviously people are tired of seeing this. But I agree with you, it's absolutely violent. If it came from that camp, further proof there's no place for that gentleman and his crew in politics in this country anymore.
Yeah, I just want you to make mention of it, you know. And it just turned the whole group upside down when we thought it wasn't important.
Groups. And what bothers me is people would jump up and put up libelous slander freely and willingly on social media without mm-hmm. fact checking anything. And they don't give zero you know what's to the wind of what ramifications it will leave in the wake.
Seriously, politics don't have to go to that level. When they start taking it to that level, that means we're becoming to be a sick country. You know, we're very sick and need help.
And if you have those kind of individuals vying for leadership positions, they don't need to be in there.
No.
That was the same thing I said about the deputy of the COI. Sharing that heinous voice note about Mr. Milstrom. If that's your political acumen, you don't need to be leading any party, and you don't need to be in politics. Because if you make a decision on that on a humanitarian level, just imagine what kind of boo-boo decisions you'll make on behalf of the country. And we've had too many of them in the last 50 years, in my opinion.
We need to be better than that, you know?
Yeah, man, but I know you. I know you probably laid a smack down on one or two. If things don't like you, things rub you the wrong way in the group, you'll light them up. So I'm sure you said your 2 cents.
Oh, I sure do.
Now go to confession and sin no more. Have a great day. We'll hear from you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Have a good one. Appreciate you, God. All right. Now, do you think Anton or Sparky know how the championship will go? Wow. What's amazing is these guys never liked Obie Wilson, but I hear them now. Everything, one love, my foot. Leave that man in his memory alone. Anyway, great first hour, y'all. Great bunch of texts, great calls, all that good stuff. Let's take the break, flip side of the break. We'll be getting into the news, and in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports as the Wednesday, November 8th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. Runs on Dunkin'.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You don't gotta stand in line, pay online. You can pay your premiums on time,
right at Camino Dock.
Whether it's life, home, auto, marine, or health, it's all inside your palm. Pay insurance at Camino.com. Whether it's life, home, auto, marine, or health,
it's life, home, auto, marine, or health,
we've got you covered,
right at Camino.com.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That, unlike the no-gets,
Ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The holiday season is upon us, and everyone's going to be looking for those special items on their gift list. Merchants, here's your opportunity to have your products placed in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. This year, shoppers are going to be searching for perfect presents at the right price. Anything from a family island weekend getaway to electronics, jewelry, and even clothes.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
For one low price, you can have your ads post December in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Deadline for registration is Wednesday, November 30th. Be sure to contact your Nassau Guardian sales agent or call the Nassau Guardian directly at 302-2300. Be sure to ask about our 15-30-second Christmas radio commercial bonanza.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
The Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Our gift to you. Because Christmas is...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the
trip. John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop for needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Poissy, and Poissy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
We're back at ya on the Wednesday, November 8th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty, any company right up until 6 p.m. Look out for the pearl there.
The pearl is in the building.
Pearl's in the building.
I've been here for a while.
You've been here for a while, eh?
Yeah. I actually listen to all the news. and the commercials.
Okay, so you ready to go? You're all souped up. What's your take on the political landscape these days, man? What's going on?
I see some mud
being thrown. That's all I'm going to say, Pearly. It's just the mud.
I know, and I've never been in for the mud slinging. No matter the role I played, I've never been in for that.
Yeah, but I'm used to good old mud.
That people stoop into that, and people getting angry and stuff, and can't talk on the issues.
See, but with me though, I like straight wristed mud slinging. You know, just throw it straight at you, whap. You see it? You know what I mean? And when you got these kind of lobs and, you know what I mean, these finesse kind of mudslings, it don't really work.
Anyway.
Because it's end up right back in your face, you know what I mean? As a comedian, all I can say is the irony is rampant, and the hypocrisy is real.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I really can't say the BS word like I want to say.
I know.
But it's flowing.
It is, and it's amazing, you know. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
We're going to get into sports now. Now, I see a caller, but let's take this one real quick. But like I said, we're talking sports now. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
A blessing. Good evening. Hello.
Sparky, now what's going on? We talking sports right now, Sparks.
Yeah, I know, because I've been trying to call you all day, but I couldn't get into involved with that kind of thing, because I just had to go down by them place called them PLP place, the paper dues and all that kind of thing.
So what's the word, Sparks?
I've been trying to call you and all that kind of thing. But I just want to say to the Bahamian people, PLP all the way.
All right, Sparky, now that you got that out, good. See you in the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow. But I can't knock Sparky. Sparky put in a video out today, Pearly. Sparky got about 82 Guinness in the fridge. Nothing else in the fridge. But 82 Guinness.
Well, I ain't an undertaker. I know what Sparky's be calling, complaining about. So if he feel he comfortable, that's fine with me.
Huh?
I say I know what Sparky's be calling the show and complaining and moaning about. So if he's fine, that's good.
Listen, Pearly, you know you go live with me and Mikasa is too costume. And I hear it's your show. You feel me? Do what you must, my brother.
Amen, I say amen.
My Ginsu is your Ginsu.
Yep.
Wield it however you see fit. All right, let's jump in today on this day in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, it's Wednesday, happy hour, 5 to 7 at Naughty Johnny's. All right, so be sure to take advantage of that. Always worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Great highballs, great food specials. Definitely go check it out. On this day, November 8th, 1942, Parker Hall of the Cleveland Rams threw 7 interceptions against the Green Bay Packers. 1951, Yogi Berra of the New York Yankees won his first MVP award. He went on to win 2 more in his career. 1954, the American League baseball team to Kansas City, Missouri. 1959, Elgin Baylor of the Minneapolis Lakers scored 64 points and set an NBA record for scoring. 1963, the Maple Leaf Gardens became the first NHL arena to install separate penalty box doors for each team. 1966, U.S. President Johnson signed an anti-immunity for the AFL-NFL merger. 1970, Tom Dempsey of the New Orleans Saints set an NFL record when he kicked a 63-yard field goal against the Detroit Lions. The record stood until October 25th, 1998, when Jason Edlum of the Denver Broncos tied the record. 1981, Don Shula, coach of the Miami Dolphins, recorded his 200th NFL victory. 1981, ESPN covered a NASCAR race from flag to flag for the first time. 1990, Darryl Strawberry signed a 5-year contract with the Dodgers. He went to the Mets after 8 years and gaining 252 home runs. But he went to the Dodgers after 8 years with the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
1991, Magic Johnson. Didn't he win a World Series with y'all in Los Angeles as well?
No.
He wasn't on that team with Gibson, no?
He came there?
He came in 1990.
You won it in 88.
All right, that's right. Okay, that's right. Gibson's famous home run and Hines gesture was in 88, correct. 1991, Magic Johnson appeared on the Arsenio Hall Show. It was his first appearance after announcing that he was HIV positive. 1997, Nevada's John Dutton threw for 557 yards and 5 touchdowns in a victory over Boise State. 1998, Emmitt Smith of the Dallas Cowboys became the all-time rushing leader for the Cowboys. He also passed 12,000 career yards in the NFL. Sports quote of the day, It's a lot tougher to get up in the mornings when you start wearing silk pajamas. Eddie Arcaro, former jockey and one of the greatest to ever do it. All right, who's on the phone now? Mr. Producer? Talking Heads.
And in 2023, the Miami Heat beat the Los Angeles Lakers 108-107.
Oh, Jesus. Not the same game that the league, and God, you got me going to the friend LeBron now, but anyway, not that the footage that the Lakers had to send to the league for the disparity in calls and the obvious three or four blown.
Come on, you're not, Nadi, I was trying to call you yesterday, but you had a lot of calls. I heard you mention that the league is scripted.
We talking the NFL now?
No.
Hold on now.
Let me explain what I'm saying.
You come with NBA and when's Naughty bring up a point?
Hold on. Wait a second. I was not.
Get him, Bernie.
But I was not finished.
Okay, finish. Complete your process.
It seems like you coming over to the NBA saying the same thing that you said yesterday. Scripted the league.
In that moment, I was just being ultra sarcastic because I couldn't use the adjectives of my choice on air to tell you what I really thought about your comment about 108-107 because it was, let's be honest, no script in there, but the referees blew several calls in that game. But it's early on. It's early on, bro. What is it?
I know it's early on, but boy, Perry, listen, sorry I hurt you when I said that, man. I know you're a very strong Laker.
You didn't
hurt
me. I just wanted to laugh. I'm trying to think of a word I can call it.
The Miami Heat really have no really good players right now. And LeBron James had to play until the very end, and he made that last pass. He should have shoot that ball instead of passing. And look who was on him, Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is short. LeBron James is tall.
He probably didn't want that girly hairdo all around him. That's why.
That hairdo is gone now. It's back to plaits, braids.
All I'm saying to you right now is, enjoy your victory for now. We got about 7 games into the NBA season. I promise you, by the end of the year, the Lakers will be infinitely better than the Miami Heat heading toward the playoffs. And we start talking after the All-Star break, Mystery.
I agree with you on that. I have no problem with that. I totally agree.
As far as my point about the NFL, no, I do believe, you know, that I'm keeping my eye on it. There's something
how,
there.
How? Explain that
first,
to me.
Explain
how you could get.
Okay.
Listen, even my wife heard what you said yesterday, and she asked me, how is he putting that together? All those players, coaches, owners, how? Explain to me
Let me explain it to you again, all right? And let me break it down to you. Two things you need to look at. Take time out to watch the Kansas City Chiefs play, and take time out to watch the Philadelphia Eagles play.
I always do.
In every game, there are disparities of calls. At some point in the game, you will see calls go their way. Now, if you look at a league that had one of the highest-rated Super Bowls between Mahomes and Hurts, they made a crap load of money off it. It leads to a great playoff run where these guys make it through great teams to revisit that Super Bowl.
How do you get the players involved with that? You have to have a producer, an executive producer. You have to have everything. How do you get the players involved?
The executive producer is Roger Goodell. The assistant producer is Troy Vincent from the Players League. You got components there that can make it happen. See, my biggest thing about it is, Mystery, is this. The NFL is registered as a sports entertainment company. For example, let me finish.
No, it's not like wrestling. No, wrestling.
Stop.
Wrestling is fake.
Now, you asked me to explain myself, so don't cut me off while I explain myself, Mystery. Come on now.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
As it falls on the sports entertainment company, like you call wrestling fake, they call it scripted.
Right,
meaning I cannot sue you for paying my money to go there and say, boy, look here, I expected this to happen, and I didn't. This was totally, no. You know why? You can't say that because it's scripted. They've already let you know it is sports entertainment.
Okay, can I ask you?
Results may not be based in reality at the end. Go ahead.
Can a quarterback fake a pass?
Can a quarterback fake a pass? No, but a quarterback
can. Can a linebacker fake an interception?
No, but I'll tell you one thing. Wait, hold on now. Wait, stop.
Go ahead.
But it's not the linebackers or the quarterback that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the league and their officials. The league can do what they need to do.
You said scripted. You said
correct. Meaning, stop. Let me finish. Let me explain to that. No, they don't.
Everyone has to be.
No, they don't. Mystery, you are my head official. You get the call. Mystery, Miami, Philadelphia.
Right.
Make it look good. The Eagles can't lose that game. From you've been mandated to that as an official, the rest will take care of itself.
Mystery, you honestly believe that an NFL team will go through a whole game without one penalty?
When have you seen a team play a perfect game on both sides of the ball with no penalties?
You could honestly explain how a man grabbed a fella by the face mask in front of a referee and no flag thrown? I mean, if you can explain that, I could.
No, you can't explain that. That's something.
Now, let me give you another example. Let me give you another example.
I may not be getting as far as naughty, but something.
The head official was questioned
I agree with you
about that play on the goal line when Schoonmaker caught the ball and they said his knee touched the ground first. There's two things I'm going to let you know about that play. One, when questioned, the referee said.
Wait, you mean the Cowboys game?
Yeah, he did not see the pass interference because he saw a clean, good tackle by the defender. Well, the rule clearly states you cannot tackle a player before the ball arrives or he has contact with the ball.
I agree with that.
That's number one. Then you had Phil Sims bring up the catch in the NFL is the complete motion all the way to the ground. So if you go through that complete motion after he caught it and it follows through, he broke the plane of the goal line. So irrelevant because the catch completion of the catch is in process. It's a touchdown. They blew that.
But he has to have full control of the ball.
He had full control of the ball. That was clearly obvious. When he landed, the ball broke the plane. They said the knee was down. And, of course, in other plays, you have to see the completion of the catch. So you can't have that gray area. You can't have that loophole. But there are a myriad of loopholes in the NFL rule book that could be misinterpreted. I'll give you a prime example from scripting. This ain't just started. This been going on. You forget Thomas Brady? You forget the Tuck rule?
Yeah.
They completely swung the Raiders in that game. And then years later came back and changed the rule.
But you must... You're right. Let's use LeBron James and Draymond Green, for example.
No, we talking NFL. I ain't talking NBA.
I know we talking NFL, but you talking entertainment sports.
All right, so fine. Let's be real. I'll humor you. Go ahead. Go to the NBA now.
Okay, well,
since,
I'm just going
over
that.
I run you off that NFL one. Let's go to the NBA.
Because you mentioned Torrey stuff, okay? So let's go over Draymond Green and LeBron James. The calls, a lot of the calls they call on Draymond Green, they will never call on LeBron James. Let's be real about that.
You look at the NBA, they changed the majority of the rules to placate LeBron. They changed the majority of the rules to placate Jordan. They do it under the guise of the integrity of the game and to better the game, even if it's a swing job. They put it out there and they package it to look like a way that they're trying to enhance the game. The NFL really, you know, baseball added instant replay, and Pearlie could tell you this. Some blown calls have been reversed in baseball because of the replay, correct, Pearlie?
Yeah.
So we need accountability with the refs in the NFL. If they blow a call, stop the covering, and stop the changing of the loopholes. If the referee blew a call, he blew a call. Fix it.
The Major League experiment in the minor leagues now with computerized strike zone.
So
you're even taking that away from the umpires.
You got to look at all that as far as being scripted. And then not add who I call the man to the equation. And the man is Vegas.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You don't think the man has have his bookies. Hand on some of these games?
The bookies.
And I'll tell you something else, too, now, just so you all know. You see Jack Frost running around now. Winter is here, right? The weather's changing. Look at the NFL. A lot of teams that you're buying into every week, when the weather change and the season get a little colder and a little darker, they start dropping some games.
Yeah, but I have to watch a little longer for you to convince me.
Keep watching, brother.
I have to
formulate your own opinion. Don't believe
now,
me.
Now listen. I totally agree. I totally agree that the referees make and miss a lot of calls. I understand that. But the problem I have is the embodiment of the players being a part of this, and I don't see that at all. I don't see it. Now the referees and the owners, sure.
Like that. I don't think so.
I think it's league wide. I think it's not the players and the coaches. I think it's the league and the officials and the referees.
Right. I
call it the NFL, the National Football League. The league's not the players, not the coaches, not the individual owners.
Okay.
Some may be involved, but not all.
Okay,
you gotta know how this thing go.
Okay, I could agree with that.
And watch this weekend. Just watch. Well, not this weekend because Kansas City are, but watch next weekend. They can't do it because they're playing each other. But after that, watch the disparity as it moves forward.
Yes. All right. Y'all have a good one, guys.
You too, my brother. Be safe, man.
Okay.
All right, man. Let's get to that first break, Mr. Producer. Flip side of the break. We'll get back into it. We'll be chopping it up. Pearly and I will be talking to NBA boy. All kind of NBA games tonight, Pearly.
I see that.
All kind.
The same schedule that you were giving last night. Yeah, tonight.
It was so good yesterday. I couldn't believe it. I was so excited to get to it. That's why I couldn't wait, okay?
Okay.
I couldn't wait to get to that. Like, you can't wait to get to the air fryer, okay? Don't make me go there. Don't make me go there.
Father, he know not what he say.
I know. Two words. All right, so let's get to that break. Flip side of the break. Pearl and I will be chopping it up. And today we probably got Richie possibly calling Cowherd. I would like to see which one of them is really going to embrace that situation with LeBron and them calls. They blew some calls yesterday, though, Pearly. Let's be honest.
They did.
Absolutely. And you know, I know defender of LeBron here, but that was straight garbage. Again, integrity of the league. All right. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. Pearly and I'll be back on the Wednesday, November 8th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. 4 feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte, made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important, So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Back at you on the Wednesday, November 8th edition of Talking Heads. Now, Purdy, back into the end of this hour. We got Richie Eisen lined up right now with his top 10. Once we hear from Rich, you and I will do our picks for the night for the NBA. And get everybody ready for the final 10 with Colin Cowherd today, because he's breaking down that whole LeBron James situation and the NBA with that alcohol situation emanating out of Miami. So just texted me. You heard what Pearlie and I had to say about the calls on LeBron. You'll hear from Colin Cowherd in depth at the end today, so listen out for that. Here's another text. Pearlie and Naughty, any word from the Minister of Sports on the repair of the Betty Kenning pool? Those kids need that fixed. We still agitating for it, but no word yet.
I made some calls today, but I made some return calls hopefully by tomorrow.
Naughty, he's asking the wrong questions. Sports being scripted. Follow me on this. The Nintendo Entertainment System had a game called Tecmo Mole. I agree. I remember it. If I looked at player's two controllers when he selected his play, offense, I copied the same play, defense. The play always resulted in a sack. You remember them cheat codes too. Boy, yeah, boy. Me and you would have been fighting if he was playing each other because I was trying to look at your defense. The point is, as long as we know the players for the game, it could be scripted. National Entertainment Football League. There you go, Texter. And Flores and Ross kind of hinted what goes on. Boy, going there to the Dolphins, and now in there for early. Flores and Ross kind of hints what goes on with the scripting. Plot thickens. Good text there, Texter. All right, so let's get to Richie Eisen right now with the top 10, boy, or his top 5 or top 10. I hate to see where you got my Cowboys. I don't know where you got your Dolphins either.
That's my... I don't expect to be in the top 5.
One thing for sure is Jets number 32, without a doubt. Let's hear from Rich Eisen.
Power rankings.
All right, here we go. Lots of action in week number 9. There's 5 no changes and 1 new one on the list. And let's get to the new one right away. Okay. I've been holding off on this. I've been Braveheart holding. And they keep charging. They keep charging with this defense and a running game that keeps on chugging despite the injuries that have beset it. I'm putting the Cleveland Browns on my power rankings list for the first time. They're now currently ranked 10th. Miles Garrett is just the total complete beast. Amari Cooper, I'm sorry, TJ. How much better would the Cowboys be if they held on to him? Obviously, the Browns don't care talking about that. But the defense, if Deshaun Watson can actually start staying healthy and get better and get back anywhere near the realm of his Texans tenure, this is going to be a very difficult team to face. And them versus the Ravens this week, I'm all in on this one. This is going to be great. Number 10 on my list are the Browns. Number 9, I just can't quit them. I can't quit them despite the number of times that they've been blown out lately. They're down 2 spots. I'm putting the Seattle Seahawks. I'm keeping them on this list right now.
Why?
I hear you. Why? Because they got to have a really good defense and a really good running game.
They got a really good defense. They gave up 37 points.
I know, because look, man, the Lions are still on this list, too. I think we're learning how good the Ravens are, and that if you go to their house, you're going to get blown out. you know, and that's why I can't wait to see the Bengals in Baltimore in a couple of Thursday nights. So proof will be in the pudding right there. But the Seahawks are still one of the best teams in the NFC. I still think they make the playoffs. I know that Geno Smith hasn't played well of late. I'm just going to chalk it up to a speed bump or two for him. I really like this defense. I really do. Even though they got torched, I get it. They're still on my list. And they're above the Browns because they beat them a couple weeks ago. Down four spots. I can't take the Dolphins out of my top 10. They have one of the best offenses in the league against the best defenses in the league. Their defense is really good. They kept the Chiefs, they kept themselves in a game against the Chiefs when the Chiefs defense was marauding. And as a matter of fact, the margin of difference was a Chiefs takeaway on that lateral that was insane. I still can't believe I saw that in my own 2 hours and I got a chance to call that for 9 million plus people. I saw that number too. Dolphins down four spots. They're number 8 on my power rankings list. Up one spot, 7th ranked Lions. I'm keeping the Lions pretty much right where I've kept them. They're going to get David Montgomery back. I really love this team. I think that they're going to win this division despite Josh Dobbs doing what he recently did. They're up one spot. And now a bunch of no changes. I'm keeping the Cowboys right where they were, 6th. Even though they lost this game against Philadelphia, you'll find out where I place them in my power rankings and how I covet Lions, their abilities. I'm above the Lions. I still think that right now, I went back and forth. Do I think the Lions are going to win that game? I think it's one of those, I don't know. We're going to find out later in the year. But right now, this is where I kept them because they were just, you know, one silly exchange of management away of beating the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm keeping the Jaguars, no change at 5, coming off the bye week. I really like where they are. I think that they're a terrific team. I know tomorrow we're going to have a half season awards. I'm thinking of putting Doug Peterson as my coach of the year right now. I'm really toying with that idea. That's where I place the Jaguars at 5. Up 5 spots, the biggest movers on this list. I'm putting the Cincinnati Bengals right here.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Going
I'm popping
it.
Them up
going
and I'm going for it. They are too. As you said on our Overreaction Monday pod, healthy Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the league. I said that was not an overreaction. The defense is balling out. Now T. Higgins is coming. Like, now guys are beginning to really crop up one by one on this team. With Burrow being healthy, it just makes the difference. And then the rest are no changes. I'm keeping the Chiefs right there at 3 after what they did right here in Germany. The Kansas City Chiefs coming off their win against the Miami Dolphins. Then I'm keeping the Ravens right where they are at 2. And then still at number 1, the only team with 8 wins right now in the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles. And that, from Berlin, Germany, are my power rankings. And in case you're wondering, the Buffalo Bills have fallen off the list.
Wow.
And there is my list right here.
Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.
We're laughing and joking.
Charlie, there you have it. I agree with some of the placements, including my Cowboys. I think Seattle should be off that list now. I don't know. Seattle might be right out of the top 10, maybe 11 or 12. We got Pearly or we lost Pearly? Pearly dancing on the mute. Pearly! I'm sure he'll chime back in. Huh? He gone it. Huh? He dropped it. So he got to zoom back in. But yeah, I think Seattle needs to be off that list to tell you the truth. I really do. Cleveland's very interested in being put on that list, but that defense is going to get them in the conversation for every time. We got him back?
I'm here.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think Cleveland deserves to be on that list at 10 simply because of the defense. But I think Seattle needs to go now. I think they need to drop to like 11 or 12. They lost the last couple of weeks despite having a good defense.
And who should be in that place?
Boy, who would you recommend?
I don't know.
That's a reach. That's a good question, Pearly. Who do you replace Seattle with in that top 10?
I don't know. What do you think?
Wow. You got to look at it.
Let me think a little bit here.
Interesting. Very interesting. It is very interesting. It's a good list by Eisen today. It'll make you have conversations. Good debate, too.
They had the Jaguars.
What'd say?
Did he have the Jaguars in the top 10?
Yeah. He had him up there. I think he had him like number 3. Jaguars are there. They're in there.
I would say either the Vikings or either the Cowboys or the Bengals.
Excuse me?
Yeah, either the Cowboys or the Bengals.
But the Dolphins ain't beat nobody, so yuck that fluffy behind right out of there, too.
You said to me, who do I think should move into the top 10 if you think Seattle out?
Dallas is on there already, in there at number 6.
Dallas in the top 10? Dallas where?
He called Dallas number 6. Pearly, you didn't hear me. You must have dropped. Eisen called Dallas at number 6, Miami at number 5.
No, he called Miami number 8.
No, he didn't. And if he even called Miami number 8, they still was on that list. Dallas was number 6, Miami 8, or Miami higher. I'm saying who do we replace Seattle with? Because I think Seattle comes off that list.
Then the Bengals.
No, they're already on the list. I'm talking who's not on the top 10 right now, who jumps in, replaces Seattle, and drops Seattle to like 11 or 12. Who do we replace Seattle with on the top 10 list? Not move up or down. Who new do we put in there to that spot?
The only other team you could probably think about is Buffalo. Or the Vikings.
Miami was 8, Dallas was 6. Thank you, Chef. Appreciate that. Wow, maybe Buffalo?
Yeah, because I would look at the Saints or the Vikings before I look at
Buffalo. I was just going to say the Minnesota Vikings, they won 4 in a row.
Yeah, I look at either of those two. But the Vikings now, I have to see how Dobbs does this week before I would be able to say that.
Right, because when he came in that game, they had no film on him, nothing in that offense.
Yeah.
So we'll see where that goes. But very interesting, very interesting. All right, Pearly, let's have a look at tonight, boy. Let me tell you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 bad boys on the NBA docket. That is a parlay fest right there, boy.
Okay, let's look at them.
7 o'clock, Boston against Philly in Philly. I like Boston to get it done, bro. Boston's playing some good ball right now.
I already put Boston in my parlay for the day, so yeah, I got Boston.
Utah on the road against Indiana. Listen, Tyrese Halliburton is back, and listen, boy, that team is playing. Man, he's in there, they score out, lights out. He's back in tonight. I like them to beat the Jazz.
Me too.
Do we have to even pick this one? The Washington Wizards and the Charlotte Hornets. Dear God.
Ugh.
I'll go with the Hornets at home.
Ugh.
Obviously, Washington got injured.
I'll take the Wizards. Man.
Nasty game.
LA
Clippers on the road against the Brooklyn Nets.
For some reason, I like the Nets tonight. I don't know why, but I like the Nets tonight.
Well, I'll do this. The Nets getting 5.5 at home. I take the Nets plus the 5.5. The Clippers minus that 5.5, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know about that Clippers. They got to adjust. You know what I mean?
That's why I think the Nets can sneak them tonight on the.
And I'm still waiting to see how Harden and Westbrook survive each other again. Spurs against the Knicks. Listen, I like the Knicks to win the game, but I like the Spurs plus 9.5. If I go and bet on a parlay, I'll take the Spurs with 9.5.
Yeah, it's going to be a close game.
But if you want to just play it safe, I'd take the Knicks in the money line.
Yeah, I think the Knicks will win, but I don't think they'll take the spread. I think Wembley is the real deal.
All right, we got the Cleveland Cavaliers, Oklahoma City Thunder. Cavaliers are favored by 2 points. I would normally take Oklahoma City if I know Shai-Gilgeous Alexander was playing and the big man, but both of them are out. So I see that's why Cleveland's a slight favorite in this one.
You think so?
Boy, I still would take that 2 points with the Thunder at home. They've been playing good ball. Oh, boy, Chet Holmgren, who's getting drunk up in a yellow cab over here.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
In the mellow yellow and bananas mobile. Yeah, man. In bananas cab.
All right.
All right, the Detroit Pistons, Milwaukee Bucks. I like the Milwaukee Bucks at home.
I like the Bucks, yeah.
L.A. Lakers and the Houston Rockets. I like the Lakers over the Rockets.
I like the Lakers, yeah.
Because the Rockets suck. The Heat and the Grizzlies. I got to take the Heat over the Grizzlies right now simply because with no Steven Adams, no Ja Morant, the Grizzlies are a shell.
Yeah,
and they're dealing with injuries.
Butler's a game-time decision, so that's a toss-up. I like the Grizzlies at home.
We'll see. We'll see. We differ on that one. Pelicans plus +9 against the Timberwolves. How did the Pelicans get plus +9? Obviously, Brandon Ingram and everybody else is injured. Because the Pelicans have been playing good ball.
I couldn't understand that either. But Zion is out.
Yeah, so there you go. And probably that means Brandon Ingram's out too. And Ingram is out too.
No, I don't think Ingram is out. I think Ingram is playing. But Ingram is playing tonight.
Well, I'll stay away from that game, period. Suns and the Bulls. I like the Suns by 1.5 on the road. I like the Suns to beat the Bulls tonight.
I would think, I don't understand, is the Bulls that much better?
The Raptors and the Mavericks. I like the Mavericks at home.
Yeah.
The Golden State Warriors and the Denver Nuggets, game of the night. I like the Nuggets, but can they cover 3.5? That's the question.
My upset is the Warriors tonight.
Could be. Could very well be. And then you got the Blazers and the Spurs tonight and the Kings tonight. And I like the Kings to get it done at home.
Even though Fox out, I still like the Kings.
There you have it. And you could always bet it, set, and forget it by simply logging on to theislandgame.com. Check out the sportsbook. Multiple plays to play, ways to play, multiple ways to win. And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. Pearly, we got to get to the break. Colin Cowherd taking us home, explaining all the details of that Los Angeles Lakers official complaint to the NBA about the officiating pertaining to LeBron James. So buckle up and enjoy it, my brother. Hold it down as you always do. And I will see you Friday, man. You all be safe. Right. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. Keep it right where you got it. Colin Cowherd taking us home right out of the break.
Ciao, ciao.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Refined style with elegant taste. Refined threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
And then LeBron quote tweeted it, meaning he had an opinion on that opinion. LeBron's opinion was, you damn right, I would still be. I'm chosen. Ain't nothing changing that. Maybe less rings, but dominant start to finish. Why does he keep reminding us he's great? And I contend that it's Michael Jordan that forever basketball fans loved Michael Jordan more than LeBron. He already has in every stat, but it's different. Now, first of all, you can't compare basketball players, really. I mean, Bill Russell has 11 titles, but there were no international players and very few guys of his size. Kareem's got the most MVPs. LeBron's the best, the longest. And if you had one shot to win a game, you'd take Michael. But with MJ, it's not just what he accomplished. It's how he made us feel. MJ's career, perfectly timed with SportsCenter, the highlight culture, and MJ's highlights were the very coolest. Many still are. He launched the NBA shoe craze. I mean, there were people that had shoes before Michael, but they weren't as good looking, as cool, as stylish. Also, the Jordan brand supports college football teams now. It's bigger than basketball. He also was at the precipice, the beginning of David Stern's commissionership, when the NBA became highly popular from late night NBA finals on replay. I'm not joking. Delayed after the local news at 11. There were so many things that lined up perfectly for Jordan. It became a player league. But I always think more than anything, LeBron is about individual greatness. You are witness his ability to evolve his game. Him going back and rewarding Cleveland with a final. He joined the Miami Heat stars to get more rings. He, in his mogul stage, moved to LA to win one more ring. It's he. The best player in any era generally wins the most titles. But Michael's different, and that's why it's fruitless for LeBron to ever compare himself to Michael. Because Michael made us feel a certain way. People still collect his shoes. People wore Michael. They wear his shirts, his jackets, his shoes. They still watch his highlights. They defend him, even if he was flawed, personally, professionally. It's like the Wizard years just evaporated into thin air. And you hear this about politics all the time. I heard it about Trump. People say, how can you stand Trump? Well, he made certain Americans feel a certain way. And most politicians don't. Michael is nostalgia for an NBA that many people miss. When Michael played, he, among other superstars, were proud to be part of the dunk contest. LeBron's never been in one. He sees himself above it. Michael was willing to play 82 games. LeBron, as he's aged, I'll get 60, and that's what you're going to get. I'm a LeBron fan. I think he's the Swiss Army knife of the sport. He does more things better than anybody ever has. And LeBron has blown away Michael in longevity, awards, and stats. But LeBron doesn't ever make me feel a certain way. And Michael does, and did, and forever will. Michael is viewed as perfect, 6 for 6, though he wasn't personally or professionally. But that's how we feel about him. Whether you're a politician, an athlete, or a brand, it's the feel you'll never overcome, nor will you ever lose. And Michael has it, and LeBron doesn't, despite all the accolades and awards. We felt Michael. All right, I saw this morning. This is no big deal. And I don't want it to be viewed as a big deal. But the Cowboys signed recently reinstated wide receiver Martavis Bryant, who hasn't played in the NFL since 2018. It should be duly noted, last year he did play for the Edmonton Elks, the Massachusetts Pirates, and the FCF Beasts. I don't know what any of those are, but he played for them. I warned you about Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones. I warned you. They like to be viewed as the smartest guy in the room. We find things others don't. We see things others don't. This is what Martavis Bryant is. We also warned you about Dalton Schultz. You'll miss him. The tight end this week was 4th in the NFL in receiving yards. We warned you about Brandon Cooks. Bounce around the league guy, he'll be invisible. He has. We warned you that Tony Pollard was an excellent number 2 back. Can't drive an offense around him. He hasn't scored since week 1. He hasn't had over 60 yards in 6 weeks. And we warned you that Dallas would be a wild card team and would have a battle on their hands because of their late schedule. And here's where they are. Bragging about moral victories against Philadelphia and signing Martavis Bryant. Dallas has the 2nd easiest schedule in the NFL to this point, and they've got 2 more layups coming, Giants and Carolina. But let me offer another warning to you. After that, it's feisty Washington, Eagles at Buffalo, at Miami, Detroit, and at Washington. My other warning is, you could very well miss the playoffs. Martavis Bryant and moral victories is not where Dallas wants to be heading into week 10. Jerry Jones, this week on radio, though, feeling good.
It was outstanding, the game that he played. We should be able to get there if Dak will play games like that. But if Dak can have those kinds of games, we can, I think, get where we want to be this year.
He did. And you lost because you were bad situationally. Again. against an excellent team. Artavis Bryant's not a big signing. Hey, I should have done a better job and known he played for the Vegas Vipers. My bad. I should be on YouTube more. I'm already on that thing all day. But we warned you. There was a lot of warnings this year. Tony Pollard, Dalton Schultz, Brandon Cook, Jerry and Steven trying to be the smartest guys in the room, falling in love with their perception, their ideas. Just kind of feels weird this week.
This is Guardian Radio. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.